Y'all, we need to talk about Ariana Grande because I am losing my mind over this voice situation, and the internet is going absolutely feral.
Oh my God, yes! I've been waiting for us to dive into this because the audacity of this whole situation has me deceased. Like, we've got viral TikToks, podcaster seats, and Ariana out here defending herself left and right.
Right? So, for anyone who's been living under a rock, Ariana Grande has been getting dragged across social media because people are saying she's literally changing her entire voice and personality depending on the interview.
And it's not just like a little change. We're talking full-on different people. Like, one second she's speaking in this high, breathy Glinda voice, and then bam, deep, raspy, regular voice comes out, and everyone's like, "Who is that?"
Okay, so the tea really started spilling when she went on Penn Badgley's podcast, right? And there's this clip that went viral where mid-sentence, and I mean mid-sentence, her voice completely changes.
I'm telling you, it was like watching someone get possessed. She starts talking about recording music in this lower, normal voice, and then suddenly she's back to the high-pitched Glinda thing. The internet was like, "What did we just witness?"
And the comments were brutal. People were saying stuff like, "The real Ariana was trying to escape for a second," and comparing her to Paris Hilton's fake baby voice.
But here's what really gets me. TikTok user @Haas made this video calling her a shapeshifter and asking when she's gonna pick a character and stick with it. Like, that is harsh, but also kind of accurate.
So obviously, Ariana had to respond because the internet was not letting this go. She commented on TikTok saying it's just habit from playing Glinda for 2 years and that it's better for her vocal health.
Which, okay, that might be partially true, but then people started digging up old interviews. Like, they found clips from years ago where she sounds completely different. Different accent, different personality, different everything.
And get this, in one interview with Zach Sang, people noticed she had this weird accent she'd never had before. She was saying words like parody with this random inflection that came out of nowhere.
The fans were not buying it. They're like, "When did you become British, sis?" And don't even get me started on the whole cultural appropriation thing that people are bringing up again.
So then Ariana went on the SmartLess podcast trying to explain herself again, saying that if she has a long day of press or has to sing, she places her voice higher because it's healthier.
And you know what? I actually looked into this, and voice pathologists do say that speaking higher can be better for singers. NPR even did a whole segment about it.
But here's the thing that's bothering people. It's not just the voice, it's the whole personality. Like, she'll have completely different mannerisms, different energy, different everything.
Exactly. And then she tried to call out double standards, saying men don't get criticized for changing their voices for roles. She specifically mentioned how male actors get praised for transformation, but women get dragged.
Which, honestly, she has a point about the double standards. Like, nobody was coming for Austin Butler this hard when he couldn't drop the Elvis voice.
True, but also Austin wasn't switching between three different personalities in the same interview. Like, pick a lane, bestie.
And here's what's really wild. People are saying her voice is naturally full and raspy, and all these high-pitched interviews are the fake ones. Like, we've been getting catfished by Ariana's voice this whole time.
The conspiracy theories are getting deep. Some fans think she's been doing this fake voice since Victorious days, and we're just now catching on.
But wait, it gets worse. People are bringing up her whole blackfishing era and saying this is just another example of her not having a consistent identity.
Oh no, we're not going down that rabbit hole again. But honestly, when you put it all together, the voice changes, the accent switching, the personality shifts, it does look pretty sus.
And the timing of all this, right when Wicked is getting all this Oscar buzz, suddenly everyone's questioning whether Ariana is even a real person or just a collection of characters.
The girls are pressed in the comments too. Like, some fans are defending her to the death, saying it's just professional voice training, while others are like, "We've been lied to."
What really sent me was when she said on a recent podcast that some of the Glinda voice changes might be permanent. Like, girl, you're telling us you might never go back to your real voice?
That's actually kind of sad when you think about it. Like, imagine being so deep in character work that you lose your own natural speaking voice.
But then there's this whole other layer where fans have been making compilation videos showing her voice evolution over the years, and it's wild. Like, 2010 Ariana sounds like a completely different person than 2025.
And it's not just the pitch, it's the whole way she speaks. The rhythm, the inflection, even the vocabulary she uses. Some people are saying she adopts speech patterns from whoever she's dating or working with.
Oh my God, yes. Remember when she was with Pete Davidson and suddenly started using New York slang? Or when she was with Mac Miller and her whole vibe changed? It's like she becomes a chameleon.
And now with this whole Wicked thing, she's essentially become Glinda in real life. Like, I get method acting, but this seems excessive.
The worst part is that when people call her out on it, she gets defensive and acts like everyone's just being mean to her for no reason. Like, sis, we have receipts.
Right. And then she'll do that thing where she makes it about being a woman in the industry, which, okay, valid point about double standards, but also don't deflect from the actual issue.
What's really concerning to me is that voice experts are saying that constantly changing your vocal placement can actually damage your voice long term. Like, she might be hurting herself trying to maintain all these different personas.
That's terrifying. And for what? Like, her fans fell in love with her original voice and personality. Nobody asked her to become this shape-shifting entity.
But here's the tea. Some industry insiders are saying this might all be calculated. Like, maybe she's intentionally creating controversy to stay relevant during award season.
Oh, that's messy. So you're saying this whole voice drama could be a publicity stunt? That would be next-level manipulation.
I mean, think about it. We're all talking about her right now. Every podcast, every TikTok, every YouTube video is dissecting her voice changes. That's free promotion for Wicked.
You know what, though? Even if it is calculated, the fact remains that people feel deceived. Like, fans invest emotionally in celebrities thinking they know the real person.
Exactly. And when you find out that everything you thought you knew was potentially fake, it feels like betrayal. No wonder people are so pressed about this.
The comment sections on her recent posts are wild, too. It's like a war zone between defenders and critics. People are analyzing every syllable she speaks.
And the memes. Oh my God, the memes are killing me. People are making compilation videos with dramatic music, showing all her different voices. It's giving split personality documentary.
But seriously, though, what does this say about celebrity culture in general? Like, are we expecting too much authenticity from people who are literally professional performers?
That's a good point. Maybe we're being unrealistic, expecting celebrities to be the same person all the time. But also, there's a difference between growth and complete personality reconstruction.
True. And Ariana's not the only one. Remember when everyone was dragging Bella Hadid for changing her whole face and personality? Or when people called out Kylie Jenner for the same thing?
It's like once you reach a certain level of fame, you lose permission to evolve as a person. Everything gets scrutinized and analyzed to death.
But then again, when you're making millions off your public persona, don't you owe your fans some level of consistency? Like, they're supporting what they think is the real you.
That's the million-dollar question. Where's the line between artistic evolution and false advertising? Because at this point, I don't even know which Ariana is the real one.
Maybe that's the point, though. Maybe she's so deep in performance mode that she doesn't know either. Like, when you're constantly playing characters, do you lose track of who you actually are?
That's honestly really sad if it's true. Imagine being so disconnected from yourself that you need vocal coaches to remember how to speak naturally.
And the fact that she said some of the Glinda changes might be permanent is really telling. Like, she's essentially admitting that she might never go back to her original voice.
Which brings us back to the original question. Who is the real Ariana Grande? Is it the victorious girl, the pop star, the dangerous woman era, or Glinda? Because they all seem like different people.
And honestly, I think that's why this controversy has blown up so much. It's not really about the voice, it's about authenticity and whether we can trust anything celebrities show us.
For real. And with social media making everything feel so personal and intimate, when we find out it's all been performance, it hits different.
But what do y'all think? Is Ariana being genuine about the voice changes, or is she pulling the wool over our eyes? Are we being too harsh, or is this criticism totally justified?
Drop your thoughts in the comments, because this debate is far from over. We want to hear from both the defenders and the critics.
And make sure to subscribe and hit that notification bell, because you know we're going to be covering every single development in this saga. This story has more twists than a soap opera.
Until next time, stay dramatic, stay pressed, and keep those receipts ready. We'll see you in the next episode.